Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Another congressional seat has flipped from Democrat to Republican. This time in New York City, 9 days after Election Day, Representative Max Rose, a Democrat, has conceded the election to Republican challenger Nicole Malliotakis. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more on GOP wins.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is cheering gains in the House of Representatives, telling reporters that pre-election predictions were very wrong.
Could not be prouder of the House Republicans and those who are joining us in the next Congress.
It'll be the most diverse class we have ever had. Many have already dubbed this year the year of the Republican woman, and it couldn't be truer from that statement.
The California Republican continues.
While the Democrats praised socialism and advocated to defund the police, our members made a commitment to America that they would restore our way of life, rebuild our economy, and renew the American dream.
USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
A manhunt is underway in East Arkansas. Law enforcement in Helena say one of their own was shot and killed Thursday when he was trying to locate a suspect in an earlier shooting. The suspect is 29-year-old Latarius Howard. He was last seen in a maroon SUV. A Pennsylvania judge has ruled that some mail-in ballots belonging to first-time voters in the state who hadn't confirmed their identity before November 9th will not be counted. Commonwealth Court President Judge Mary Hannah Leavitt ruled on Thursday that Pennsylvania Secretary of State Kathy Buchbar did not have the required authority when she issued a last-minute election change. The death toll rises in North Carolina from flooding caused by Ada. At least seven deaths were blamed on the weather, including three people who were caught up in floodwaters at a campground. Ada is now out to sea off the coast of the Carolinas. Thursday night football was a battle for first place in the AFC South. The Colts beat the home team Titans 34-17. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Although we have seen a rise in COVID-19 infections in America, the mortality rate is still low due to better therapeutics and hospital workers getting better at helping the sick. USA Radio News Dan Araki has more on what's being done.
As new cases and hospitalizations from COVID-19 continue to rise in most states, there are fears that hospitals will become overwhelmed by the number of COVID patients. Dr. Deborah Burke says taking the necessary steps to help stop the spread would do a lot for frontline doctors and nurses. The coordinator of the White House Coronavirus Task Force told News Nation Now that slowing the spread of the virus would keep hospitals available for all patients.
I will tell you, the healthcare providers on the front lines, the doctors, the nurses, the respiratory therapists, they are working their hearts and souls to protect the people across America. And I guess what I'm asking every American to do is to put that same level of effort into those things that we know work now. We want those hospitals available not only for the individuals with COVID, but for your child if your child develops appendicitis or for your father when he develops a heart attack.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
Hospitalizations are on the rise with roughly 62,000 hospital beds in America being used by COVID patients. President Trump on Thursday has barred Americans from investing in companies owned or controlled by the Chinese military. The Chinese government accused Washington of misusing national security as an excuse to hamper competition. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Will that be me? Hey, how you doing? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. And Dan Gaynor joins us, the Vice President of MRC Tech Watch. Dan, good to have you with us. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. It's still a busy time. Elections never end in America, that's for sure.
Well, that's for sure. I mean, no sooner do we get through one, but of course, this is going through kind of a slow fade here as we try to figure out what the heck happened. I mean, Gallup gives us a poll, says 56% of America says they're better off today than they were 4 years ago, and the guy that gave it to them, they get rid of them. How does that make sense?
Well, I mean, it makes sense when you've got a media that basically fixed the election and a tech world media that helped them.
Yes.
When I say fix the election, I mean they spent 4 years falsely claiming that the Russian conspiracy theory and that Donald Trump, and here's the word that they only sometimes use, but when you say that somebody is an agent of another government, that Donald Trump was a traitor.
Right.
And, you know, that's – so when you say that every day, day in and day out, you know, it takes a toll. And so then you turn around and you look just at the Hunter Biden story.
Right.
I mean, this is –
But hang on just a second before we get to Hunter Biden here, just a minute.
Okay.
The other thing to work into this calculus, Dan, is that you had about, I don't know, $40, $50 million of the people's money dumped into this campaign to oust this president, invalidate his credibility, his presidency, which led to an impeachment. So you add all that into the mix, and I think it's quite clever of the left that they were able to tap into the people's – I love how they do this. They tap into the people's treasury to prove their theory, which falls flat, which now going into it, we find out that there was no basis on this. But meanwhile, you know, Mueller and 19 other lawyers were happy to spend the people's money, I guess.
Well, I mean, not just the federal money, but I mean, you look in every state that the left controlled, they filed suit against Trump over something or another. They certainly set a pattern. If you're a Republican state's attorney someplace in America and you're looking to make a name for yourself, all you got to do is plan. If Biden ends up taking office, his plan for the next 4 years, suing them over absolutely everything.
Exactly.
And even if it gets thrown out of court, what you're going to do is literally gum up the works. And I mean, I think that's become the new policy. You sue over absolutely everything.
Yeah. Well, it makes you wonder, what do they do if Trump is out? Do they have to go and try and, you know, get a real job or maybe do something of consequence outside of just, you know, blaming somebody?
No, they're going to blame Trump. You remember Animal Farm?
Yes.
They blamed the character from Animal Farm who left, and they still blame him for everything. You know, we watched during the entire 8 years of the Obama presidency where they blamed Bush for everything.
Yes, right.
So now we're going to watch during the Biden administration, if he takes office, keep adding that little note so people don't send me nasty comments on Twitter. But if, you know, if Biden ends up being president, he will spend that entire time blaming Trump for everything.
You see, it kind of reminds you of that old story there in the Kremlin. When Stalin left office, he tells Lenin, he goes, hey, look, if you get in a problem, the first time you get in a problem, actually it was Khrushchev, we went to Khrushchev, he says, if you get in a problem, just go into the upper, in the desk drawer, the upper left-hand drawer, there's two envelopes there. So sure enough, a couple years later, he runs into all kinds of problems, all hell's breaking loose. He goes, oh, that's right, yes, two envelopes, top drawer, goes up, opens the first envelope, says, blame Lenin. So then he goes up, blames Lenin, everybody, oh, yeah, okay, it's all his fault, and he survives that one. And so then, many years later, he runs into problems again, and he remembers, oh, yeah, that's right, two envelopes. I got the second envelope to open up. And so he opens up the second envelope, and it says, make two envelopes. I mean, at some point you get to the end of yourself, right?
In the world of social media and traditional media now, all they do is keep regurgitating, and so they will endlessly blame. I mean, they created a world where Donald Trump became the only A-list celebrity on planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of that, they can't function without Donald Trump. I mean, the media will go into apoplexy, people stop buying, so they've got to keep blaming Trump for things.
Yeah, this is incredible, and here it is. You know, we're still dealing with COVID, and faster than we've ever had in the history of this country. Looks like we're going to have a vaccine, which you got Pfizer holding back on the news a little bit. I mean, it's just amazing.
Right until after the election, even though Trump knew, so he said, hey, we're going to get a vaccine. We're apparently getting a vaccine.
Right,
They come out with the announcement. And
the day after.
Yeah, and then also try to distance themselves from the Operation Warp Speed.
Yes.
And then they have to, oh, yeah, well, we did get a commitment that they were going to buy 600 million doses of the vaccine. And now we're getting word that at least one of the people on Biden's COVID team wants to send the vaccine to the rest of the world.
Yeah, why not?
Which I would consider to be immediately an impeachable offense, speaking personally. I mean, if we create a vaccine for Americans so that they don't get the virus, you don't
is what people need to hear, though. They need to hear this, understand that what they're doing is they've turned this whole idea of America first, forget it. We're back to America last. These are globalists. America bad. They're going to get control of the narrative once again. They're happy one more time because they get to tell us how bad we are. And so this is all part and parcel. So it doesn't surprise me that that's what they'd want to do, because that's the way globalists think. I mean, you rob from the rich, give to the poor, and here it is. The everyday American citizen is get ready. It's going to be handed to you because you loved it so much during the Obama era, you decided to bring it back 4 more years.
Well, the left calls it justice. And so you'll hear climate justice, which basically means, hey, America invented all sorts of stuff the whole world uses, mm-hmm. and built an economy that the world has never seen before, and spread democracy. Oh, so we gotta pay a debt to the world for that. No,
of course
we don't.
Right.
But that's what they call it. So this is the same thing. Oh, well, it's more important to save the lives of people in the third world. Now, actually, it's important to save the lives of the people who paid for the virus vaccine.
Right.
Ordinary people pay taxes to do that. You don't then turn around and ship their vaccine abroad. Now, after Americans get first dibs, and then you would say, well, we want to help some people elsewhere, then, of course, we should do that. But also we should then help our friends first.
Exactly.
Not like, hey, let's ship this to China. No, that's not.
why do we need to ship it to China? We're told that they've got it all under control, right?
Well, I mean, when you run a dictatorship and you put people in camps because you don't like their religion, and have a social credit score that basically controls every aspect of people's lives, you can actually control them in lots. I mean, if you've seen the videos, the Chinese genuinely welded people into their homes.
Yes.
Well, I mean, when you do that, you can control a virus. In a free nation, and we're the freest nation on Earth, so it doesn't surprise me that we have the virus. We're also one of the fattest nations on Earth, and we know that being heavy is one of the comorbidities.
Right.
And I say this as somebody who, although I've lost 25 pounds during 2020,
good for you.
I still recognize I'm not not as thin as my BMI is supposed to be.
Exactly. Well, what is it now? The number, something like 70% of Americans obese now. Is that what the number is? Something like that?
Yeah,
I think that's what they tell me.
You're obese. Yeah. I mean,
yeah. More from Dan Gaynor after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
God is using the needs brought on by COVID-19 to open doors in Thailand and deepen relationships with people seeking hope. Gospel workers paid weekly visits to a couple they have shared Christ with for 10 years to assist with routine tasks and applications for government assistance. They gifted their friends with audio equipment and an invitation to listen to life's answers as they continue to explore Jesus. God is using these friendships for the gospel. And it's exciting to realize that several years before God opened the door to broadcast the gospel in Thailand, He was laying the groundwork. It's a reminder of the importance of building long-term relationships with the people we want Jesus to rescue.
To read more stories of how the Tide Ministry, boots on the ground in Thailand, are building relationships and encouraging more seekers to embrace Jesus as their Savior, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
I'll tell you, but we know what comes before revival, ladies and gentlemen. Jonathan Kahn, Franklin Graham, many others. I mean, still across the country today, people are in prayer, you know, and seeking God for repentance. I mean, this is a God problem that we have here in our country. And we've got to go back to the basic principles of what made America great to begin with. And I would encourage you, to do all you can. I mean, look at New York right now, Dan Gaynor. New York Governor Cuomo says, look at, he thinks the church is a big source of super spreaders going on right now. But, which is amazing because the church is a super spreader, but a Biden rally when people all came together, that isn't, and neither is a riot. When you have BLMers out there running free without masks and, burning down buildings and everything like that, I guess somehow that's appropriate. I don't know.
It makes sense. This must be an intelligent virus, and it only dislikes you if you're conservative. So we'll target a conservative rally that the president has in South Dakota, and we'll ignore every rally that Black Lives Matter has around the country, even people packed cheek to jowl in the streets by the thousands. It will ignore the Antifa riots in Portland, and then it will target the White House. I mean, it's amazing. Those Chinese must have come up with some sort of amazing virus here that
it's a special matrix virus there, that they were able to pull off on us. But well, I'll tell you, it has been an upside down world this 2020 year for us. A year when we first went into this, Dan, we said 2020 year of vision. We're going to be able to see clearly, and maybe we still are. Maybe what it is that we just can't believe our eyes what we're seeing. Maybe that's part of it.
Well, I mean, I think we have seen clearly. We've seen a media that is so genuinely corrupt that they will take an incident where a major news outlet comes out with a story, the New York Post Hunter Biden story. Mm-hmm. They will allow big tech to censor to the point where Twitter shut down the Twitter account of New York Post for 17 days leading into the election.
Right.
Shut down people who are sharing the story, restricted the story on Facebook, etc. And then traditionally, the policy of journalism has always been one to fight censorship. Mm-hmm. When the Pentagon Papers were released by
exactly.
the New York Times, mm-hmm. other news outlets were prepared to release that in support of the New York Times. Mm-hmm. They were afraid the government would seize the paper, so they had copies of the report. And now, no, they silenced it. They didn't want to report it. So we did an analysis. Mm-hmm. We wonder, what impact did this have on the election? We hired McLaughlin and Associates, mm-hmm. and they surveyed Biden voters, and 39% of Biden voters didn't know about the Hunter Biden scandal. 39%. Mm-hmm. Nearly 4 out of 10 Biden voters didn't know about the scandal, and 4.6% of the Biden voters said it would change their votes. Well, we did, you just apply that across the voting.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Trump wins easily.
Right. Right. That's that almost 40% did not know about it, but no surprise because it was effectively squashed, by big tech, and even with some of the other, I think Fox was about the only one that reported on it, but barely. Forget about the other mainstream media. I mean, outside of the newspaper and everything like that, they weren't going to touch this, and it's just amazing. So what are we going to do? I mean, the part of the problem we have here, Dan, is that, we talk about the corruption in the media and the loss of confidence that the American people, but it's almost like on all our institutions across the board, even our very government is so corrupt. I mean, the FBI, we're watching an interview I guess you can say an interview. It was a Senate hearing with Andrew McCabe the other day. And it was like, wait, are you kidding me? I mean, what he was trying to say, I mean, he was like, wait a minute, the reason you were fired because you lied. And so, it's almost like, why are we going through this exercise and listening to Andrew McCabe, talking about, what he did or didn't do. It was mostly what he didn't do and disagreed with any, reasonable explanation of his actions as the number two in command at the FBI.
Well, it's interesting. We all now carry around more technology than they had to launch the first manned mission to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And just carry it around in our phones. And that gives us the ability to not just search the Internet, but to videotape things, audio tape things, to post. And so what we now have more check and balance against the traditional media. So even if we don't have the ability to speak like they do. I mean, nobody has the influence that Donald Trump has to get the word out, but I mean, individual people can still share information. And the press can't stand it because we can do that, so they've tried to clamp down on us. But as we've all been able to do that, what we basically discovered is that lots of institutions, particularly the press, have been pulling the wool over our eyes for decades.
Right.
And they do it because they haven't had a check and a balance. So now that they've got one, even a small one, they want to remove it. Mm-hmm. So their whole goal now is to get rid of, you know, what they call misinformation. There's a reporter who writes for the New York Times, Kevin Ruse, who does tech, he's a tech columnist. Mm-hmm. And he writes every day, talks about every day how much conservatives dominate Facebook. And he's furious about it. How dare people want to see conservative content? Breitbart, Dan Bongino, Newsbusters, you know, Daily Wire, etc. He's infuriated by it because they don't want to read the New York Times or CNN.
That's right.
And I'm like, well, that's because you guys are biased. So people want to actually see something else.
Exactly.
Oh, well, you're not allowed to see something else. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's the scary world we're moving into now, very much like China, where these institutions don't want to be challenged. So their way of striking back is to literally just shut down challenge.
Yeah. And, of course, we got a little taste of it even more so under the Obama-Biden regime. And now with Biden coming back into office, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, remember, under the Obama-Biden regime, they tried at one point to put, you know, monitors in newsrooms.
Yes.
People forget this story. This is the most insane time. One of the most insane things happened during the Obama administration. Mm-hmm. They tried to put somebody who would monitor how you're choosing your news in your newsroom. Well, even traditional news outlets that were pro-Obama, which pretty much all of them, were like, no, we're not allowing that. And then they realized it went too far. So now their new thing is, oh, well, we've got to fund local journalism. Oh, so now what they want to do is get government to throw tens of billions of dollars at local journalism that they know will be dominated by the left, so they can indoctrinate us.
Yeah, because they're not getting enough from the universities already, Dan?
Yeah, well, there are people out there who still look, 71 million people dared to vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
So that clearly means they're not indoctrinating us enough.
Yes.
So you got now. They got it. So that's why they want to do this. We got this is like the WPA. You know, for people don't remember their 1930s history when the Great Depression hit. FDR came up with the Civilian Conservation Corps and Works Progress Administration, and one of the things WPA did was hire a bunch of out of work journalists to do propaganda for FDR. And you know, he hired artists. You know, everybody to do propaganda so that the government looked good, so people were happy. And that, you know, when you hire out-of-work journalists, guess what? They write what you want.
Exactly. Just like when you hire out-of-work scientists. Right? I mean, that's what I'm saying. All the institutions that we count on, they're all corrupt. And I believe America is seeing this, like we started talking about, you know, the clarity of what 2020 this year meant, is we're starting to see all this stuff. But the next thing that needs to happen is, all right, you got 72 million plus people that voted for the president, for President Trump. And where's the line on the sand? And you've got to understand these antithetical forces that came in and overwhelmed the system, whether they, you know, stuff the ballot boxes or not or whatever. You know, clearly there was shenanigans that took place. But, hey, are you going to be part and parcel and participate in their shenanigans? Or are you going to say enough is enough? That's the challenge that's out there. Dan Gaynor, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. Take care, buddy.
Thank you, man. You too.
This report is brought to you by Eli Lilly and Company. Raise your hand if you use Lilly insulin and struggle to afford your monthly prescription and are enrolled in Medicare Part D, have a high-deductible insurance plan, or don't have health insurance at all. If your hand is raised, Lilly wants to help. Lilly has solutions that can help make life easier for you. Lilly launched Insulin Affordability, Learn, Act, Share, to encourage people using Lilly insulin to learn about their affordability options. to act by calling the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center and to share this important information with others. People with or without commercial insurance can buy Lilly Insulins today for $35 per monthly prescription at a retail pharmacy. And this fall, seniors can enroll in Medicare Part D plans that provide a $35 copay starting in January. Raise your hand and visit insulinaffordability.com or call 1-833-808-1234 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Another congressional seat has flipped from Democrat to Republican. This time in New York City, 9 days after Election Day, Representative Max Rose, a Democrat, has conceded the election to Republican challenger Nicole Malliotakis. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more on GOP wins.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is cheering gains in the House of Representatives, telling reporters that pre-election predictions were very wrong.
Could not be prouder of the House Republicans and those who are joining us in the next Congress.
It'll be the most diverse class we have ever had. Many have already dubbed this year the year of the Republican woman, and it couldn't be truer from that statement.
The California Republican continues.
While the Democrats praised socialism and advocated to defund the police, our members made a commitment to America that they would restore our way of life, rebuild our economy, and renew the American dream.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment. The fight, the fight, your golden. You can't.
Because we the people, all hands on deck. This isn't a Republican or Democratic kind of thing. This is all about the American dream. And, you know, what our parents and our grandparents, you know, generations before us have fought for. And look, it's in our hands. And no doubt this election has really turned people upside down. You wonder, hey, what the heck happened? The polls said one thing, reality said something else. And for those that want to say everything's over, and we just get another report that another House has a House seat that has gone, that was originally declared to be Democrat, has now gone to Republican. So what does that tell you? That, look, at due process matters. The President of the United States is doing everything he can on behalf of we the people to make sure that, you know, that all the votes are being counted. With us right now is Brooke McGowan. Brooke has been at the Arizona Election Center, and she's been reporting live there. I think she's back in the East Coast again. But nonetheless, she saw a lot, and she has a lot of information to share with us. Hey, Brooke, good to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Good morning. Great to see you. Thank you for having me.
Well, Brooke is the founder of MAGA Institute. So, Brooke, update us, because the mainstream media and even some of the squishy Republicans who are ready to, you know, fold up their chairs over this election, I mean, this thing is still in play, is it not?
Oh, it's 100% still in play. This is not over by a long shot. Not only do we have Arizona that we feel still category, we're about 10 now. Each time they
Hey, Brooke, we're having problems with the connection here. I'm going to have the studio reconnect with you or see if we can get a landline because you're breaking up so poorly, and I want to make sure people are hearing you clearly. Let's go ahead and reconnect with her. And as we're doing that, what Brooke was trying to communicate with us is that, you cannot give up here, and you cannot grow weary in fighting a good fight on behalf of this Democratic Republic. This is so key, and there's so many efforts going out there. I mean, yes, there's evidence, people have stuffed ballot boxes, not only in Arizona, but in Pennsylvania and other states, and we've got to break it down if we are going to have confidence in this election. This isn't about, this isn't about Joe Biden, okay? Don't think about that. This is about the integrity of our election process, and we the people and the voters of America, that they should make sure that their vote counts and that it shouldn't be canceled because of somebody who's been dead for over 100 years. And interestingly enough, I think it's quite phenomenal. I mean, that the Democrats have this uncanny ability, Brooke, that somebody is able to die, and they could die a just absolute diehard Republican, and somehow when they revive them, they become a Democrat. I don't know what happens.
Well, Nancy Pelosi told us she had how many arrows in her quiver, and Chuck Schumer told us they've got 10 ways from Sunday to get at you. And I think that's what they were talking about. They knew about Dominion that was on the horizon. Dominion, of course, is the software with the hammer and scorecard we hear Sidney Powell speaking about quite regularly. I can tell you that the legal team is going after this with laser precision. They are not giving up. As long as President Trump is not giving up and his legal team is not giving up, I can guarantee you his patriots are not giving up.
Well, that's good news. Now, we've got, about a 51,000 vote differential right now in Arizona. Is that still the case?
No, it's
different. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Say again.
It's around 10.
About 10,000. I'm sorry. I misread. I was reading another number. Forgive me. Yes, around 10,000. I mean, that can be made up quite easily. Are we going to end up, moving into a hand count like what we're doing in Georgia with Arizona possibly?
Well, what we're really going for right now, Bill, is an audit because a recount, a recount is good except for we're just putting those ones back in. What we need to know is if every legal vote matters. We only want the legal votes that are attached to a legal person, not these ballot harvestings that come in from nursing homes, not the in Arizona they dealt with Sharpiegate. In Detroit, Michigan, they wouldn't let any Republicans come in and watch during the count. I mean, this is just a multi-state effort, and I can tell you the legal team knows that, and the legal team is going after about 8 states at this point, and they're looking really at every state and the voter rolls.
Exactly.
But I'm encouraging people, we do have a call to action today.
Yes.
And that not only is that trying to get to the Million MAGA March tomorrow in D.C., if you can do it, but also into your own state capitals. Many are doing, I know in Hawaii, they're doing a state capital march tomorrow.
Yes.
So your own state capital tomorrow, March at noon, if you can't get to D.C. But besides that, please visit electionauditnow.org. If you go to that website, electionauditnow.org, and you sign up for that, they will send an immediate response or immediate message to your state legislator, governor, and congressperson demanding for the audit of this vote, not only this vote, but the voter rolls. We've been sitting on 3 decades. Of bad voting rolls. When I lived in Hawaii, I just moved back from Hawaii. I'm an escapee from the tyrannical rule of Hawaii communism.
Yes.
We were seeing people get 12 ballots in the mail in one house with only 2 people living there. They just would 12 ballots would show up in their doorstep.
This is in Hawaii.
Yes.
This was taking place.
Yes. Yes, but that's not isolated.
Yes.
When they plant, this is going to sound conspiratorial, Bill, but let me tell you, when they war gamed out COVID-19, they totally had November 3rd on their mind. We know that when you look at Dominion software, how it's connected to China, to Venezuela, to Dianne Feinstein, to Nancy Pelosi and their families. I'm not just saying this stuff. This is things that Sidney Powell is sharing on major networks. This is war. We are at war with our own people. This is a systemic corruption that we are fighting with a corrupt cartel known as the DNC, connected to the Chinese Communist Party. And so we are not giving up. Patriots are not giving up. We're not going to lay down and let China take over America.
Well, I'm excited to hear you have these rallies, because that was my vision as well, is that we needed to storm the state houses of these particular states. Specifically, D.C. is one thing to put on notice, but the other thing is to put these particular states, for the local people to go in and storm, you know, Pennsylvania, to storm Arizona, to, you know, Wisconsin, all these, to let them know, hell no, you are not going to corrupt our process. You're not going to invalidate. I mean, the thing I'm looking for as well is to find out how many, and this is down the road here, but how many ballots did they receive that just checked off for president only? Do you have any idea on that?
Well, I know that in Pennsylvania it was 450,000 for Joe Biden only. Nobody down the ticket. In one area of Arizona,
450,000. Come on, now. I mean,
it was just one vote.
One vote on it. And what would that tell any reasonable thinking person? Would that raise any kind of warning sign or any consideration whatsoever?
Well, when I told you she had a lot of arrows, and she told us she had a lot of arrows in her quiver, mm-hmm. It's just innumerable the ways they've perpetrated this fraud against the American people. And the American people aren't having it. You can see that we are fighting back.
Well, exactly. And it's important that people look at this is what we, the people, looks like. And this is, you know, the president said on Inauguration Day almost 4 years ago that he was turning over the government to we, the people. We the people have got to pick up the ball. We have to respond and say, look, we're going to protect. If you're not going to protect the integrity, we are going to. And then also what needs to happen is the people in putting this line in the sand, Brooke, then they've got to follow up to make sure that they're not supporting, you know, big tech and all these people that have entered into this cabal, because you've got big tech involvement. You've got mainstream media involvement, all these other entities that are absolutely corrupt. And here again, you know, we find Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, and the Chinese, Communist Chinese, which we knew was involved in this whole situation, that they absolutely pounded the American people and the narrative, and really went after Donald Trump in such a way that it's a wonder and quite amazing that in spite of all that, he was still able to garner over 72 million votes.
I bet there's 10 million votes out there for him that have been, that have been siphoned off. That's my guess.
Well, you know, at this point right now, there's lots of ideas and opinion. And of course, you know, what I often say, Brooke, is in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And we got to get out of that area of opinion. And we got to get into where we have our arms around and our brains around the facts, so that we, you know, we can shut the mouths of some of these people and say, well, you just don't have the evidence. Well, the evidence is we've got a lot of smoke, but we got to see some fire here, right?
Yes, we do, and we got to never give up. Never, ever, ever give up. We had Vietnamese.
This is sponsored by Abbott. November is American Diabetes Month, and this year has posed unique challenges for the more than 30 million Americans living with the condition. Good nutrition is more important than ever, not only for blood sugar management, but also for immune support. However, if you're living with diabetes, you know it's not always easy to make good food choices and plan appropriate meals. That's where Abbott's Lucerna Shakes can help. These meal or snack replacement shakes have Carb Steady, blends of low glycemic carbohydrates to help minimize blood sugar spikes, as well as protein to help manage hunger. And with vitamins A, D, antioxidants, and zinc, the shakes also contain nutrients to support immune health. Talk to your doctor about how you can incorporate Glucerna into your diabetes meal plan, whether it's as a convenient breakfast replacement or a protein-packed snack. It's available at all major retailers, including Amazon. And you can visit Glucerna.com for more info.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Let me tell you, we're coming down to that right now. I mean, we're at that serious crossroads when it comes to the future of our country. And again, we're grateful for Brooke McGowan for coming on and updating us on what's going on. And Saturday, that million MAGA march is going to take place. That's going to be incredible. Don't look for the mainstream media to be doing much coverage on this, because the people are coming out in droves. They're also going out to their local states, particularly the states that are in play right now, putting the pressure on government officials. Officials to say, look, it, we want to make sure that that we are protecting the integrity of our election, and we're holding our government officials accountable. This is what we the people looks like, ladies and gentlemen, and it's up to you. As much as it would count on any one of us to preserve the vote of every legal citizen, legal vote that should be counted, every vote should be counted. Make sure you check out the website, electionauditnow.org. That's electionauditnow.org. And stay up to date on what is happening in your country regarding, this process that we're in right now. Regarding this election, that we still do not have a final decision. We do not. Some of the media would want us to believe that, but that's not the case. Lisa Anderson is with us right now. It's always been good. It's always good. We need a little break here, you know, from all the politics to talk with Lisa Anderson. She's the director of Young Adults and host of the Boundless Show with Focus on the Family. Hey, Lisa, how are we doing?
Hey, good morning, Bill. It's great to be here.
Well, the topic, Alone for the Holidays, we've got Governor Cuomo. There's some other governors want to impose some really strict quarantine conditions, saying that maybe we should be home alone for the holidays instead of gathering with family and friends. And, in some cases, some of these governors, they want to put a mask on the turkey, too. I mean, they're really going overboard here, you know.
Well, see, you found a way to make it political. See,
I'm sorry, I can't help myself. Okay, yeah, call me out on the obvious, Lisa. I'm sorry. That's why I need you.
You thought it couldn't be done, and you're even making turkeys and singles political. What in the world? Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. But, you know, it's weird, Bill, because we're trying to be like, okay, how do you honor the government? How do you honor the wishes maybe of your family members? Because, mm-hmm. for example, you know, there are a lot of, like, older folks who, especially for our audience, if they're thinking, mm-hmm. I'm going to go home and visit my parents or my grandma, I need to be careful because a lot in our audience are working in their workplace, they're out and about, and they don't want to be that carrier mm-hmm. of COVID. And so, you know, and some, quite frankly, and this is unfortunate, have been kind of disinvited from their family gatherings. And so they're right. wrestling with that and just saying, you mm-hmm. know, we're not celebrating this year. So single young adults in our family, you're on your own, go find a friend to hang out with. So
right.
It's kind of providing a lot of conflict.
Well, you know, as if we aren't already dealing with enough stress as it is, Lisa, and you know, I've had this conversation before, human touch, human interaction, it's key. I mean, it is vital to our own, you know, human constitution. And right now, this has been drug out, and you can blame whoever you want to blame on this, but ultimately, you know, it comes down to some, you know, self-responsibility and, you know, to a degree to combat this. And, you know, the government, again, wants to be in that position to tell us that they are the boss of us. And, you know, how far do we do this? How far do we go? Because if, I mean, for all that we've been through, you know, we shut down, we've quarantined, we've, you know, stopped the spread, you know, we've participated in all these different propositions that the scientists have told us, you know, is supposed to happen. And it's like, wait a minute, you know, are we gaining any ground here? Or we're just, you know, dragging this out? I mean, we've got a vaccine that somehow has become a political thing that should be available. It's like everything is so political in our country anymore. That's the thing. You don't know what to trust and who to trust.
Yeah, well, and that's why I think these conversations really should be starting now, because what you don't want is to just spring yourself on your family around the holidays, nor
right.
do you want to find out at the last minute that they're like, oh, no, we're not doing anything for Christmas, so just figure out your own thing. And so, you know, it is, I think for single adults, like for me this year, I'm actually not going to visit family. And
right.
for me, it's not necessarily about COVID. For me, it is. And I had to have this conversation with my siblings because they're a little offended. They're
right.
like, you know, what? Christmas is to be with family. And I'm like, well, first of all, it is super expensive to fly at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I would rather visit you at another time of the year. Secondly, don't take offense at this, Bill, but my family lives, a lot of them live up in Minnesota. And I'm like, I can't go up there without getting caught in a blizzard every
right.
single time. And so it's prohibitive. And then all of a sudden I'm single alone at an airport for Christmas,
right.
you know? So,
yeah.
so there are just considerations to keep in mind and to realize that everyone has to be gracious with one another in figuring out what are we going to do this year? How can we honor everyone? If someone, you know, you always kind of have to defer to the lowest common denominator, accommodate the most compromised person when it comes mm-hmm. to COVID. So some people are going to be more fearful than others. Some people are going to be like, what? We don't care. We don't have to do this. And so, again, it's an opportunity to just listen, to have grace for everyone and be like, how can we, exactly to that first point that you made, realize that relationship and connection is so important, but it might have to just look a little bit different on a couple levels this year.
Yeah, grace needs to reign, no doubt about it, and especially with families, and, you know, and you count the cost. You know, getting on a plane, I've been on a plane a couple of times, and looks like I'm going to have to go on another plane ride, and, you know, and I'm careful about it. You know, fortunately, they've got everybody spaced out in such a way, but, and they disinfect, you know, the plane, and I bring in, you know, my additional protection as well, but it's, you know, it's still a tough thing, because, you know, you get people that, you know, still, they don't understand 6 feet of distance, you know, and you just got to, you know, not get upset about it. And, you know, some people on the planes get upset. And, of course, the other thing is that I think it's quite interesting is that even in, you know, you go shopping, you go in stores, and you know, if you violated anything, boy, people—they're really quick to look at you. You know, they want to make sure you got a mask on, and boy, they're ready to throw a hazmat suit around you and usher you right out the door real quick. You know.
Yeah, well, I would rather be on any airplane than walking around Walmart. I can tell you that. So that's the way that it's playing out for me. I'm like, it's much more unsafe to be in any kind of store where people are leaning over you and hacking in your face and whatever. So,
yeah.
But it is. I mean, it's true. And again, we just have to be realizing that. Okay, what does it look like, you know, for the single person who's like, I might not have anywhere to go this year, and that's where, like, for example. Mm-hmm. My dear friend Sherry invited me for Thanksgiving, and I'm so grateful because she and her husband and daughter are together. They're inviting me into their space and into their family because they know I'm not traveling. And so
right.
That's an opportunity for me to be invited and me to contribute and hang out with people who are great and, you know, kind of create a separate little family unit, friend unit mm-hmm. for this holiday. And so being creative is necessary in some
cases. Yeah, and speaking of which, I mean, there's some creative choices. I saw something advertised here this morning where they're going to have like, you know, turkey bites or something as opposed to a big turkey and stuff. I think for people that in smaller, you know, that are meeting up not in the big families, in the traditional bigger families, like, okay, what am I going to do with the whole turkey? Now they got these like, you know, like turkey nuggets, you know, that, oh gosh, I can't remember who was it that some popular brand name that had come up with this idea. I thought it was quite clever, you know?
Yeah. Well, and hasn't everyone gained 30 pounds during COVID anyway? So we probably shouldn't be eating whole turkeys. So maybe that's,
exactly.
On several fronts. I don't know.
Yeah, but, you know, for those of us that still enjoy, I mean, to me, the best part of turkey is the day after, because the cold turkey sandwiches, it's still tradition. So I still have to find, you know, I've got to make that happen at least, even if I go with turkey nuggets. Turkey nuggets in a sandwich just doesn't seem right.
Right.
Well,
then you think, I mean, you know, a little ancillary topic here. You think of who are you going to spend the holidays with and what does that look like as far as the, you know, heading into 2021, the conversations you're going to have. I mean, we need to be thinking ahead, too, of this is not your time to sit down with family and friends and say the most offensive thing that you possibly can think of, whether about the election or about COVID or about. You know,
yeah, just think of all those great all those great potential family fights and that we could have had that we're going to miss out on.
I want to hear what ones you're going to start. This is
Lord, so you know right away. I have some dear friends. They're just so sweet in California. And the wife unit will meet me at the door. She's done this a couple of times. It just cracks me up. Yeah, she knows what I do. And she says, we're not talking politics, she'll tell me. Obviously, I could talk about all kinds of things, you know. We don't have to talk about politics. And then 2 minutes later at table, she's bringing up politics. I go, what? Hey, you defined the rules. You're violating your very rules of engagement. You can't help yourself.
Yeah. Well, and that, you know, again, it's going to be some folks are just going to have to establish some ground rules. Some can discuss that stuff very civilly.
We're brain damaged right now, Lisa. We've been so conditioned with all this stuff. I think the country is suffering from some, you know, derivative of PTSD over this whole thing, you know?
Yeah.
And you're right. I mean, because you add to it this fact that we have been apart from one another. In fact, I was watching something the other day, and it was so sweet. And this was in, I don't know, some European country or something, maybe Italy or something, where they allowed the people to come in, and they hadn't been in contact with loved ones. Husbands and wives, you know, they've been kind of quarantined and everything. And the husband was like, he was enmeshed in some sort of, you know, plastic wrap. And he could reach out and, you know, put his arms around his wife. And she's kissing him through this plastic wrap with a mask on and everything. And I'm thinking, wow, this is where we are, you know, crazy.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah. But
It's a hard place to be, and I think, again, it's just going to require a lot of grace because, you know, to your point, what you started saying there is, like, first of all, we don't even have good communication and conflict skills to begin with. You take some of the most incendiary topics, election, you know, COVID, where things are going in the nation and stuff, and I think it's going to be like, yeah, be alert, be watchful, and think to yourself, you know, how can I do this with the most grace and really with a construct of love?
Exactly. And it might be easier to throw those, you know, chicken nuggets or turkey nuggets.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a five-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.